Hi, this is Teresa Huska of MSA Worldwide, and you're listening to Social Geek Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Minolto Social Media Management. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from Houston, Texas, where it's a little bit chilly.
And Jack Munson live in Chicago today. How you doing, Deb?
I am doing well. It's December. It's the end of the year. All good things coming to an end with all good things starting for 2016. It's just all good.
Yeah, and right? One of the things that that the creators, I think, hope will be coming back to life for 2016 is our topic today. It's an entire episode of Social Geek Radio with a big geek it out on Google Plus.
We were talking before we went live that, you know, each platform seems to want to surprise us. You know, I know some people are probably tuned in and know that, oh, Google Plus is going to roll something out, or LinkedIn's going to have new features, or whatever that might be. But sometimes you go to a platform and don't you just want to open it up and it just to be as is, you know, working
right,
like it was yesterday or an hour ago.
Yeah. But I think the difference with Google Plus and things like LinkedIn and other things that we use on a regular basis is Google Plus seems to be something that a lot of people signed up for or inadvertently signed up for it if you have a Gmail account 4 years ago, and then they stopped using it if they ever used it at all, whereas Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and everything else just has grown and grown and grown. Google Plus is the one thing that is sort of sitting in everybody's computer, phone, iPad, and they just stopped clicking on it at some point between 2011 and 2015. So, as you mentioned, New Year coming up, 2016, I think Google is going to either dump Google Plus and move into some new areas. But before they do that, I think they're giving it one last hurrah to see if something will catch on within Google Plus. So I'm kind of excited about revisiting Google Plus today and giving people some tips on what to do with Google Plus. If you're just a consumer, if you're a social geek like us, if you're a marketing person, there may be some different things you want to try within the new Google Plus. So like I said, I was one of the big advocates and a big proponent of Google Plus back when it launched in 2011. And I was telling everybody, you've got to try Google Plus. You've got to get your brand on Google Plus. You've got to get your small business on Google Plus. And I think it was interesting for a while. And then it turned into, you know, if you knew, let's say 100 people on Google Plus, and maybe you were following 25 brands, within a year or two, it turned into about 5 of those 100 people were active still on Google Plus. So it was the same 5 people that you would see day in and day out, and maybe the same 1 or 2 brands that you were following day in and day out without much change. And what happens, consumers get real disinterested and they go back to Facebook or they go back to Twitter or wherever. So, was that your experience too?
Yeah. And, you know, we were recycling, the content that you're putting on Facebook or Twitter. It's like, oh, let me go over to Google Plus and add it there too. And that's just an extra step. The one thing, and I know you're going to walk us through, which I'm anxious to do, walk us through the Google Plus, but why don't we go ahead, if you don't mind, and the one feature that I do like and that I think I've been ambassador of and used often is the Hangouts.
Right.
You know, the Google Hangouts. I mean, that has been very convenient for me for doing any kind of recording. We've used it for, you know, Social Geek before. So that's cool, but you don't, and that's when I realized that Google Plus had changed, because I go to Google Plus and I want to do a Hangout. It's like, where is it?
Right.
It's gone.
Right. The first thing everyone needs to know about Google Plus now is that it is slowly being divorced from many of the other Google places and Google apps and Google features, some of the things that we actually used Google Plus for. And the big one, as you mentioned, one of your favorites, Google Hangouts. It's now a standalone. Yeah. I believe you go to hangouts.google.com. Log in with your Google ID, mm-hmm. your Gmail ID, and you're off and running using Hangouts. And it's actually a nice, cleaner interface, I think, than back when you had mm-hmm. to go through Google Plus. So,
yeah.
So that's the first big thing that you noticed about Google Plus was Hangouts are gone. A couple of other things that we should jump into first, but maybe for anyone listening at home, take a minute right now and fire up your laptop or your iPad or your phone and go to Google Plus. We'll give you a couple of extra minutes here because you probably don't know your login and password anymore. But if you're actively using Google, it's still your same Google credentials. So go ahead and log in there. And Deb, if you want to log in on your laptop or your phone right now, and we can kind of walk through a few things with everyone. The first thing that you'll notice if you're on the laptop or desktop version is there still are multiple places that you can navigate to. And I think it's pretty confusing. There's still all of the profile windows, and you can go to people, and then you can eventually navigate into business pages. And I think that's still pretty confusing. However, if you look on the mobile version, it's much cleaner. There are really only three places where you can go. You can go to home, which is basically your news feed. So think just like Facebook, it's your news feed of everyone you're connected to and seeing all of their updates. Second is collections, which I would describe sort of like Pinterest, or maybe sort of like Instagram, where it's very visual. It's people sharing images of the things that they're into. And we'll get back to that in just a minute. And then the third one is communities. So think of that as sort of like a Facebook group, or maybe even a LinkedIn group, where people mm-hmm. can share posts and share images and links and other things. But you don't have to be friends with these people. It could just be people who share the same interest in, old cars or motorcycles or, whatever art, craft, whatever. That's where I think this entire thing is going into the collections and communities areas. And mm-hmm. I think it's very apparent that Google wants this entire Google Plus experience, and maybe even the collections and communities, to be strictly mobile, because they're making the desktop version virtually unusable and very hard to navigate. But the mobile version is nice and simple. You either go to home, go to collections, or go to communities. A couple of tips on that. In the communities area, I noticed, Deb, that there's a community that you had set up a long time ago mm-hmm. called franchising. And I think that was set up under the old Google Plus. I don't know. How long ago did you set that community up?
Probably 2 or 3 years ago, maybe longer.
But the good news is...
It's been quite a while.
Yeah, the good news is those old communities that you may have set up in the past are transferring over to the new Google Plus community. So it's great that you started that franchising community, and maybe we should all go in and post something there or check out what else has been posted. Probably not too much in the past couple of years, but it might be a good time now to jump back in and try to fire up that community and reach out to some of the other people in franchising just to see who is going to be active. Mm-hmm. A couple of other tips. If you do post something into the communities area, let's say you've got an article you want to share about franchising or about the IFA convention or the NLRB ruling or something like that, that you want to share with people in that community. You can share it there, or you can share it just as a as an update on your Google Plus page, just like you would a Facebook update. And you can mark it as being part of that franchising community. You don't have to put it in both places. It will show up in both if you have it marked as being part of the franchise community. Same with collections. I started a new collection called Throwback Thursday Vinyl. And I've been sharing, same thing I've been sharing on Instagram and Facebook lately. I've just been going through my old record collection, taking some pictures of some of my favorite sort of, you know, some cool hard to find vinyl stuff, and then writing a little liner note about it, and then posting it online. So I started a collection in Google Plus, and I'm going to share the same thing there. So I'm not sure who all of these people are who suddenly are following my vinyl collection on Google Plus, but apparently there's a lot of vinyl nerds out there too, just like me, who are interested in seeing these old records.
To find that, I mean, I just went up to the search and I put in Throwback Thursday Vinyl. I'm using my iPad since mm-hmm. we're talking about that, and it popped up. So that was easy enough to find. Yeah.
Good. So now you can follow that collection, and mm-hmm. and then every time I post something there, you'll see it as part of that collection as well. So hey, look, Google Plus actually worked. People actually engaging on Google Plus. What a concept. One other tip that I wanted to mention about the collections and the communities when you're sharing content. For now, I would recommend sharing photos with text. You can share a link back to a blog post or an article, but be very careful. When I was testing this out late last week, I noticed that some of the links I was sharing, when you go to share a link, just like on a Facebook page, but not on a Facebook personal profile, you can choose which photo from the article that you would like to be the thumbnail. So I did that, but then I noticed that on the mobile version, the image that I chose to be the thumbnail was not popping up. So it was just taking some other random image from the same page. So that looks like a glitch or a little bit of a hiccup. Don't know if it's anything that Google really cares about fixing or not. So I would say if you really want to share the right image to go along with whatever story you're trying to tell, I would stick with just sharing photos, maybe with a little bit of text, and then maybe put a link in with the text. But I don't know that I would share it as a link right now because those thumbnails aren't really popping up the right way.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
And that's really where I am at so far. So I think I'm really interested in staying on Google Plus for a few more weeks, maybe through the holidays and into January, and seeing mm-hmm. exactly where this new experience is going. A quick note on a LinkedIn discussion earlier today about this same topic. Someone came up with a very good point that this all really feels like Google is trying to pivot really away from being a social network. You know, obviously they didn't defeat Facebook, so let's try something else to do. So it really feels like they're in sort of this transition time right now of getting away from trying to be an engaging social network to being a little bit more of just a content sharing thing, and maybe it will tie back in with Google search at some point. I can't imagine that it won't. So I think for all of us in the discussion today, anybody who is interested in doing more on Google Plus or just seeing where it's going, I would say jump in and start some collections and maybe start some communities built around your industry or your area of expertise, because who knows if one of those areas takes off a year from now, you could really be leading in search results. If someone is looking for, you know, vinyl, right? Or someone's looking for information about franchising. Who knows? Maybe, Deb, your franchise community will pop up very high in Google search results at some point too. So I would say now is the time for people who are the early adapters to go back and give Google Plus another try, but try these communities and collections and get something set up there, and we can revisit it down the road.
Yeah, and get active in it. I mean, it would be so easy. Let's look at, you know, if you look at the desktop version, if someone's on the desktop and if you scroll all the way down to on the left side, you can go back to the classic Google Plus. And I'm curious, I'm wondering, I'm sure Google's looking at that. Okay, how many are using the new version and how many are, you know, clicking and going back to the G Plus, which will determine whether that the new one comes out or not. I can't remember what platform did that. I don't know if it was Pinterest or if it was another, if it was Google Plus before or Google Wave or something like that, where you could toggle back and forth. Okay, I'm not getting this new one. I need to go back to the old one.
I'm sure Google Wave did that at some point. Google. And, you know, Facebook has done that at various times as well, especially with the business pages. When they've gone to a new format or a new layout, there was you know, a short amount of time where you could go back to the classic look. But you knew that as of January 1st or June 1st or whatever the upcoming, you know, sort of pending deadline was, that there was going to be no going back. So, but I think you're right. Knowing Google and their love for analytics, I'm sure they're looking at how many people are clicking on that classic G Plus. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And my guess is probably not enough people are using it to really even, you know.
What do we know? We don't know. But if you look at the communities, there are enough communities there. I mean, when I'm looking at a community of online marketing and there's 86,000 members.
Yeah.
Or social media marketing, there's only 15,000. There are entrepreneurs and startups, you know, 47,000 members. You don't want to just dump these and get rid of them any too soon. Kim Garst alone with her boom, she's got 26,000 members. So my gut says is that people that are in maybe the marketing group of 92,000 members, they're engaged and that's where their discussions and they're maybe moving away from just the general. They're focused within their community and keeping the discussions live there. So
I would even say 92,000 might be too big for a community size, right? Maybe it would make sense instead of having these mega communities that are like, you know, the marketing and advertising community. Well, what does that even mean anymore? That's so broad. Maybe we should create some more niche communities like you did with the franchising group. And it's obviously people who are interested in online marketing and digital technology if they're on Google Plus anyway, right? So maybe it is more about creating smaller communities that are maybe more manageable and you might actually be able to interact more than once with one person. If you're in a group of 92,000 people, there may just be, you know, too many topics, too many things, you know, going around about marketing and advertising that it might not give you what you want. So again, I would recommend anybody listening, go out and set up some communities, set up some collections of things you're interested in, things you know about, and invite your friends to join and see who else shows up.
Oh yeah, and certainly, you know, tag Jack and myself, and let's, you know, we're happy to test the waters on platforms and communities.
Yeah, I think people could say that we're joiners. We'll check it out, right?
We're joiners. I will test anything at least once, and if you know it, and we've talked about this, and you know, I try to break it, which I've done before, or you know, it didn't work, but it's okay. It's all It's worthy of a test.
Right.
Just I'll check it out.
So in closing,
that is a lot of geeking stuff.
Yeah, let's talk again about Hangouts. Mm-hmm. And we've got a very special guest coming up on Social Geek Radio next week. And let's talk a little bit about Shelley and the upcoming Hangouts.
Yeah, so Shelley Roth is going to do her book launch. So she's got a new book, Give to Grow, and I think this is her fourth book or third book, whatever. But she decided to test Google. Well, she uses Google Hangouts, and that's why she ended up writing this book. But she's going to use Google Hangouts along with Facebook. So her actual book launch party will be December 11th. You can find that on her Springboard Works. If you go to shellyroth.com, actually, is the best way to find it. But what I like about it is that she has connected two social platforms. So you can either watch it on Google Hangouts, or you could watch it on YouTube Live, or you could go to her Facebook page where it will be airing there as well. The Hangouts are embedded into Facebook. So pretty cool. She's going to really test the waters there. We did one with Shelley one day, a few weeks, a month ago, just testing it, and I thought it was pretty cool to be able to watch a Google Hangout on Facebook where we know a lot of people live anyway.
Yeah, I think it just goes to show that more and more everything is happening on Facebook. Even if it's a Google Hangout, people will end up watching it on Facebook because, as you said, that's where people are currently living. So we look forward
That's
to
where they
that
are.
and hearing more from
Yes.
Shelley Roth next week on Social Geek Radio. Until then, have a great week and have a good night, Deb.